to.
Everybody,
I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place if you're trying to get out.
Welcome, everyone, to the program. This is Deborah Taveras with StopTheCrime.net on the Rents Radio Network. Today's program is about an alert for all parents, mothers, fathers, and children. We're facing a massive assault through the indoctrination system of public education, as many of you are well aware. The Common Core curriculum that has been well advanced throughout the schools of the United States is called Standardization of Education Abroad. Different names, the same assault. Now, we have had several quotes throughout the years, and this is a quote from H.L. Mencken. This was 1880 through 1956, and he said, "The aim of public education is not to spread enlightenment at all. It is simply to reduce as many individuals as possible to the same safe level, to breed and train a standardized citizenry, to put down dissent and originality." John Rockefeller told us, "I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers." And the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document tells us that the quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the ignorance insulating the inferior class from the superior class remains incomprehensible. Goes on to say that there will be a handicap for even the brightest in the inferior class, and that the individual in the lower class of education will have little, if no hope, of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. Many documents have told us the goal of education and indoctrination, and now we're seeing it brought into the United States through the Common Core curriculum. While many parents and organizations are bringing this to the attention of their school boards, it's important to understand the school boards are incorporated. They work with and in tandem with the corporate agency structure of the United States that is incorporated. The school boards have already taken the grant money and signed the contracts to bring in the full onslaught of standardization, which includes a horrific aspect of sex education. And we're going to talk about that this evening. I'm bringing on Bobby Worth, who has been on the program before and is a mom and has I don't like to use the word homeschool, because many people think that you use the curriculum, but you just develop that curriculum at home with your child. That is not what homeschool really means. And that is what most people need to understand, is not the reality while thinking of homeschooling. So, Bobby, I want to welcome you to the program. I am going to be referring to a number of source documents this evening. I'm certainly going to be talking about the many aspects of invented history and invented science, and I'm going to just add this. For all the listeners, we need your help. We need to spread the word about primary water and why we don't have a water shortage. Another massive miseducation that has occurred. Also with the false science of global warming, we must stay on these topics, get them out to all your family and friends. Your children are being indoctrinated with nothing but false science and misinformation. So I recommend you go to StopTheCrime.net, go to the YouTube channel, and take a look at some of the YouTubes that we have posted, in particular, Who is Running America and the Climate Action Plans and the CAP. Also, a recent post, which is called Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. And for those of you that are going to hear me talking about some documents this evening, if you're unable to download these documents for free from StopTheCrime.net, you can contact the printing shop for the cost of printing and shipping, and they will get these documents to you by calling area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. So welcome to the program this evening, Bobby. I know we need to share your experience as a mom that educated an extremely intelligent child and not going to school. So would you share with some of the listeners how you accomplished this?
Sure, Deborah. Hi, it's great to talk with you again. You know, I only have one daughter, and I love my daughter, and I wanted to be the best mom I could be, like so many moms, you know, want to do. And so when I was pregnant with her, I interviewed other moms. I read everything I could get my hands on. I even hired two child psychologists, and I asked them, how can I be the best mom I can be for my daughter? And I applied most of what I was taught by the psychologist and by other moms. I remember one time I went to the grocery store, and I hung out in the grocery store for hours, and I walked up to little old ladies, and I interviewed them. I didn't know how to be a mom, and I seeked knowledge. And one thing that I was taught stuck in my mind and affected how I educated my daughter. And I was taught the quote from Albert Einstein. He said, imagination is more important than knowledge, for knowledge is limited to all we now know and understand, while imagination embraces the entire world and all there ever will be to know and understand. And Albert Einstein, end of quote, but Albert Einstein specifically talked about memorization skills. And he said, all people are born with imagination. And when you teach memorization skills, you destroy the imagination. And I was very aware that that is what happened to me in school, and it's still going on. Children are, as years go by, they keep teaching memorization skills at a younger and younger age, and I didn't want that to happen to my daughter. So I did it my way, which was not to put her in school at all. When
now,
she was...
All of those that are listening, let's talk about how many years ago that was, because that was a novel concept back in those days. That
right.
was about 15 or so years ago, was it not?
Well, my daughter was born in 1993. She is now a senior at an Ivy League college, and I just want to say that she has always had a very high GPA. She has only gotten one B in her life. Not that I care about grades. She has decided she cares about grades. And that was another thing. I don't like the grading system and how they compare each student to the other student. But, she was born in 1993. I was very concerned about socialization. So I was the mom in the neighborhood who had the house full of children on the weekends with play dates and arts and crafts. And I did put her in a Waldorf preschool when she was 4 years old for the year for her to play. But Waldorf is an interesting education. They do not believe in memorization skills. But I don't know how much you want me to talk or if you want me to take a break.
Bobby, what I would like to say is there's some documents that the listeners need to get their hands on to understand what probably was not available to you at the time. And it will help the listeners understand the agenda that has been stealthily put in place as far as education goes. And one, of course, is Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And I am looking at page 34 of that document, again, Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars, they talk about how the primary strategy is diversion. And they talk about how to secure a silent weapons system. And that's to gain control of the public education and to keep the public undisciplined and ignorant of basic systems and principles and how that will keep them confused and disorganized and distracted of matters of no real importance. And they say this is achieved by disengaging children's minds, sabotaging their mental activities, providing low-quality program of public education in mathematics, in logic, in systems design and economics, and disengaging technical creativity, which is what you were talking about, imagination. And they go on to say that this, by disengaging their emotions and increasing their self-indulgence and their indulgence in emotional and physical activities, by unrelenting emotional attacks, mental and emotional rape, by way of constant barrage of sex, of violence, and of the media, television, and newsprint, etc. And they go on to say how they disengage their minds with junk food, depriving them of what they really need for their brains, and how rewriting of history and of law and subjecting children in the public to deviant creation, thus shifting their thinking from personal needs to highly fabricated outside priorities. And so what we're missing is the reality, the facts, the real science. Because right now, I know, Bobby, children are learning in science about global warming, which is a falsified science consensus fabrication. And policies throughout the country and global policies now are being based on make-believe. We're literally rolling into a virtual reality where nothing is real. And we're building and changing economies based on disinformation. And so when I think of education now and having grandchildren, I'm horrified because for those that are sending their children to school now with the intensified programs that have amped up, certainly since the time that you had your daughter in school, but you had the foresight to see in advance what was coming and create an environment of learning for your child. Many people are not understanding the importance of making this decision. What would you say to parents that are fearful of the responsibility of teaching their children? Because I know that you had an amazing life experience that you built between your daughter and yourself.
Yes, it was amazing. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I will say that when I went to her college last year and I threw a little party, and all of her friends approached me and told me that they were envious that she did not go to high school. And they explained to me that they were burned out by the time they got to college, and they really weren't enjoying their college experience because they were exhausted from high school, whereas my daughter was enthused and present and excited to be in college. And what I would say to moms that or dads that have fear, well, that's natural. I definitely had fear along the way. I was, there's those moments where the thought creeps in, what if she's not going to be smart enough, or what if I'm making a mistake? But I stuck to my guns. We had a great time. I enjoyed every day with her. And when she was 15 years old, I gave her the SAT, and it was very high. So then I... these colleges have summer programs, and they start taking, kids at about 13 years of age, and you can pay for them to go take a summer program at the college, which I did. And then the next year, the college called me, and they said,
We remember your daughter. We were very impressed with her, and we would like to offer you a full scholarship. And this is a college that the annual tuition is $45,000 a year. So I said to them, I said, well, you know, my daughter does not have transcripts. I said, that's fine. Give her the GED, and her SAT score is all we need. So she finished a four-year degree in 3 years. She's in her senior year. And she never missed out on any aspect. There wasn't anything that she was not capable of doing or prepared for when she got to college. I definitely had fear when it came to math. I am not good at math myself, and I did not want that to be a disadvantage for her. So I hired a tutor. I only hired a tutor for 6 months, and then my tutor had a great idea. He said, I want her to go over to the junior college and enroll in a geometry class, and I want her to audit it, which the college allowed. And she sat in the back of the class, I think at about age 12, and audited this geometry class and had a tutor for 6 months, and she was ready, had a great score on the SAT and went on to college. Putting our kids
in school.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Bobby, what I'm really most concerned right now about, too, with current educational programs is the intensified sex ed that is pummeling into all of the schools, in particular kindergarten, of course, through 12th grade. And now there is a push towards enrolling three-year-olds and four-year-olds in school. This is going to become a requirement to make them kindergarten ready. And here in Sonoma County, here in Northern California where I am, the County Board of Supervisors just approved about a week ago grant funding and the preparation for setting up what they call C, the letter C, the number 2 and the letter C, which is C2C, which means cradle to career. And when I look at these source documents, now you heard me talk about the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document a moment ago. Moms and parents need to take a look at the New World Order exposed by an insider in 1969. NWO plans exposed by an insider in 1969. This is on the source document tab of StopTheCrime.net. This is a horrific document. It is a transcript from tapes that were presented by a doctor, Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan. He was privy to a meeting that he attended in March of 1969 at the Pittsburgh Pediatric Society. And the lecturer of that meeting is Dr. Richard Day. And Dr. Richard Day was a professor of pediatrics at Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York. And he had served as medical director of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. He was into eugenics. And Dr. Dunnigan was the former student of Dr. Day. And Dr. Dunnigan describes Dr. Day as an insider of the New World Order. And this, again, is the NWO plans exposed by an insider, 1969. And they talk about how they would be redirecting the purpose of sex. This is now happening through the sex educational programs in schools for our kindergartners right now. This document also discusses how they would be encouraging homosexuality, and sex education would be a tool of world government. And they said the purpose of that tool was to get kids interested in sex early and making the connection between sex and the need for contraception early in their lives, even before they became very active. And goes on to talk about how young people would decide when to get married or if they would, and that marriage itself would be diminished in its importance because they would be creating so much outside of marriage sex. And what this document does in articulating this is I think it helps parents to understand why they need to make the decision immediately to look at homeschooling. And in many neighborhoods, I know here in Northern California, there are many homeschooling networks. Again, this is not about teaching them the indoctrinated curriculum. This is about getting the support of other parents and working with other parents in educating your children. And we really do also, Bobby, and I think you could agree, need to sequester retired grandparents and retired school teachers to help extract our children out of this systematic brainwashing and programming, because I know many parents who are strapped with working and don't believe they can educate their children and send them off to school, and then are having to tell them, no, no, global warming isn't real. And it's not real. And I know of an instance where a child actually was angry at the teacher for continuing to talk about global warming. And the teacher actually bullied the child in the classroom. And out of frustration, the child threw an eraser at the teacher as the teacher's back was turned, writing about global warming on the blackboard. Now, we're setting our children up for massive frustration and confusion, because they're being told by their parents at home that global warming is not a scientific fact. In fact, it is a lie. The children are being taught many aspects of a school that is no longer truthful. Certainly now with the understanding of primary water, which, again, I would hope that every parent listening to this program would go to StopTheCrime.net to the primary water site link at the top of the homepage and download the flyers, the brochures. Listen and show all your children a new YouTube we've just posted. It's entitled Primary Water Explained. This is how we teach our children. Wouldn't you agree, Bobby, giving them the truth, supporting
them? Absolutely.
We're coming up on a break, and we're going to continue the conversation around education, because it is an absolutely critical time in the history of our country. It has been long overdue. We must pull our children out of school.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
For those of us who are aware of the predatory, dangerous system we live in, there is nothing more important than being fit for the battles ahead we all face. We must be prepared. With regard to nutrition, we face many serious challenges. Our health, your health, is being compromised by modern, processed, and genetically engineered foods, which are designed to make us physically sick and mentally dull. Toxins are being deliberately pumped, dumped, and sprayed into our environment and atmosphere, saturating all of us. Silent weapon systems are being used against human health worldwide. We all have one thing in common. We need to eat. We need to make good, healthy choices. Choices that you can start making right now. Go to www.mypuriumgift.com to view all the extraordinary products and enter gift card code WellnessPrepper and take $50 off your order. That's mypurium, P-U-R-I-U-M, gift.com, and start restoring your health now.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes the body just needs a little help. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
We're talking with Bobby, who was a homeschooling mother. And we're talking about documents, too, that informed us and told us the agendas that were planned well in advance. And one document in particular that I'm looking at and have been talking about prior to the break is the New World Order Exposed by an Insider, 1969. Again, a free download from StopTheCrime.net. In this document, Bobby, they're talking about schools as the hub of the community. And Dr. Dunnigan, who was articulating what he heard on that fateful day in 1969, said another angle about schools was that schools would become more important in people's overall life. And kids, in addition to their academics, would have to get into school activities unless they wanted to feel completely out of it. But spontaneous activities for kids would be minimized. Outside activities outside of school would be less and less available to kids. And kids wanting any activities outside of school would almost be forced to get them through the school and not outside. In other words, playing together. And this document goes on to say there would be few opportunities outside of school, as I was just mentioning. And the pressure of the accelerated academic program, the accelerated demands, where kids would feel that they had to be part of something, one or another, an athletic club or some type of a school activity. And these pressures would be organized and would cause many students to burn out. And that's just what you were talking about with your experience in talking to these college kids. And this document goes on to say, quote, the smartest ones will learn how to cope with the pressures and to survive. There will be some help available to students in handling stress, but the unfit won't be able to make it. They will then move on to other things. In this connection, and later on with drug abuse and alcohol abuse, Dr. Day indicated that psychiatric services to help would be increased dramatically. And in all pushing for achievement, it would be recognized that many people would need help, and the people worth keeping around would be able to accept and benefit from that help and still be super achievers. Those who could not would fall by the wayside and therefore be somewhat indispensable and expendable. This is what it says in the document. This is the plans for our children. They're accelerating now.
Well, I can appreciate that we have entered into a technological era, but I do not believe that educating and bonding with our children should change or needs to change with the technological era. I think the capacity and desire to form emotional relationships is related to the organization and functioning of specific parts of the brain. And just as the brain allows us to see, smell, taste, think, talk, and move, it is the organ that allows us to love or not to love. And this system of being, the systems in the human brain that allow us to form and maintain emotional relationships develop during the first years of life and early childhood. So if we send our children to school too early and there isn't enough bonding time or enough hours in the day or the week for the child to bond with their mother and their father and their siblings, that child is going to grow up and not be able to have healthy emotional relationships. It is the experiences during the early vulnerable period of life that are critical to shaping the capacity to form intimate and emotionally healthy relationships. And emotions like empathy, caring, sharing, inhibition of aggression, along with the capacity to love, and a host of other characteristics of healthy, happy, and a productive person are related to the core attachment capabilities which are formed in the early childhood. So if the child is put in school at 3 years of age and is in school, I don't know how long they want the days to be, but who is the child going to bond to? Certainly they have some bonding to the teacher, but not enough because the teacher is shared with the whole class. So that's something that moms really need to think about. We've entered into a technological era, but the way the human brain developed, and it has not changed.
Well, it would be very similar to taking a little animal away from its mother too soon. I mean, generally for puppies, you know, they're supposed to stay with their mother until they're 6 or 8 weeks of age. If they're taken away too soon, as in every species, but particularly with the human species. I mean, look at elephants. They stay with their mothers for a very long time. And what I think we're seeing now is looking at this new sex ed coming into the schools now. And you move three-year-olds into school, which is an all-day program. They want expanded time in school for the children. This is literally eliminating the parents from the children's lives because, as you're so well aware, so many parents have multiple jobs. They get home, they're tired, and they're not spending that much time with their children.
Well, maybe parents need to decide that the house doesn't need to be bigger, and they don't need another car. I mean, everyone has to figure out what's important to them. And for me, it was the development of my daughter's mind. You were commenting on the article that you were reading about the psychological help that could be given to children. I think it would be better if they didn't need psychological help. And on that note, I want to comment on childhood trauma. They have brain scans now that are called SPECT, and that's S is in Sam, P is in Peter, E, C, T is in Thomas. And a SPECT brain scan shows the amount of emotional or stress and trauma that a human being or a child has experienced or is experiencing. So taking a child away from their family too many hours a day and not bonding, and perhaps teaching sex ed at too young of an age, will show itself in special brain scans. I doubt that the school system is going to pay for those brain scans, but parents can definitely document whether their children are being taught inappropriate things at an inappropriate age. I mean, Einstein gave us the timetable for what parts of the brain develop at what age. And certainly what I'm hearing is a program that will destroy what we value most in human beings.
We're coming into our break and the final segment of the program. I would like to touch upon the massive data collection
that is part of the Common Core or the standardization of education, as well as the brain mapping of children, in the next and final segment.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and I've been using ozone for purification and health and wellness for a long time. And I'm here to tell you I have never come across a more dynamic, better built, affordable home and office ozone unit than the brand new Trioxy Reion. It is simply the most versatile ozone unit yet, and as the name implies, the Reion also produces a stream of health-enriching negative ions whenever you wish. Truly the best of both worlds. The Trioxy Reion has easy digital controls, allowing you to determine how long you want your Reion to produce ozone and or negative ions. In short, this ingenious little masterpiece allows you to purify the air you breathe or ozonate your drinking water anytime you want. Create your own indoor bioclimate. No more bacteria, viruses, mold, yeast, or fungus. The Trioxy Reion keeps the air inside your home cleaner than the great outdoors. Visit GoHealthyNext.com right now and get the full story. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Now, Bobby, prior to the break, I was mentioning the fact that the new Common Core curriculum, or the standardized education as it's known globally, requires these massive assessments, testing that covers irrelevant questioning of children. For example, one of the questions in an English assessment test was if the child were to find a wallet that had money in it. And they knew that that money and that wallet belonged to someone who desperately needed that money. Would you, as the child finding that wallet with the money, would you give that wallet back or would you keep it? Now, this is setting up an assessment of children for thought crimes. This is literally mapping a child's intentions and categorizing children. This is going into the Department of Homeland Security, the NSA, and this is going in as a permanent record for all children. As if they should be looking for a career later, all of this will be taken into account. Many children are asked if their parents own guns. And if the child answers yes, well, then the questions are, how do you feel about your parents owning a gun? Are you fearful with a gun in the house? Etc. Now, these are the kinds of questions, these are the kinds of tests that are occurring in and around the fact that the curriculum itself is disinformation and all based upon false science. Not only are they teaching a mathematical program now that is literally causing such frustration to children that they've recently identified the capability of giving a psych drug based on math frustration. Now, we have a link on stopthecrime.net to Common Core and other links where listeners right now can look into the Common Core curriculum. You will be told by your schools that the Common Core curriculum is about critical thinking and developing critical thinking. That could not be further from the reality of this disinformation, indoctrination, and mind control programming. And then, of course, adding in the trauma of teaching sex at inappropriate ages. Now, Bobby, I, of course, have talked to you off air about some absolutely horrific sex programs that our research team has discovered. We won't have time to get into that in the discussion on this program, but it's beyond anything imaginable. And it is all wrapped around the sex education that is being developed and presented to the schools now. So once I think we see three-year-olds being forced, even if a parent is not working, you must send your child to school as part of the requirement for making them kindergarten ready. What would you say about what you've just heard me talk about?
I want to know where everyone's common sense is. Why has everyone decided to do as they're told when common sense tells them that it's not the right and healthy thing for their children? I mean, I would never allow someone to teach my young child about sex education, not at school, not in the neighborhood, nowhere. It doesn't, it's not healthy and it's not common sense. I wouldn't let someone convince me to send my young daughter to school all day long to be around strangers to hear what they want to imprint in her mind. That's the beauty of being a mother. We get to create our children, and they're taking that away from us. Don't allow it.
That's
and
absolutely
if it means
right.
That you have to, if it means that you have to give up your job and stay home for a few years and live in a smaller home, well, then maybe that's what you should do. We've all been conned into working 60-hour work weeks by two parents to pay the bills, but we could survive on a lot less money and maybe be happier with healthier children.
Well, we certainly have been caught into the creation of consumerism, which is all part of the Rand Corporation brainwashing to create the competitiveness with the neighbor next door. And sadly, this has removed the emotional element of families, and certainly as a result of that, we're seeing families that are being shattered, parents, high divorce rates, children confused and left in a home of shambles, and then going to school and learning disinformation and coming out fully indoctrinated. What I'm most concerned about, of course, is where are we headed with these children that are told lies? We're headed to global destruction because once our generation is gone and we're not around to talk about the truth about the manufactured science around global warming, the truth about water and where water really comes from, and that we do not have a water scarcity. The truth around the fact that petroleum did not come from dead dinosaurs. I mean, I look at many of the books and policies that date back even to the 50s and 60s and earlier that talk about fossil fuels. That's how long this disinformation has been inserted into our textbooks and policies across the board and globally. There are those of us that are still here to teach the children. And wouldn't you say at this point, Bobby, from what you know, that the input that grandparents would have as part of a educational program for their grandchildren would be most important?
Absolutely, and children love that. What child doesn't like undivided attention and love from grandma, as opposed to a callous teacher who has to deal with 25 to 45 students a day and then go home and deal with her own children? Just, you know, one of the things I did when my daughter was little was I listened to her, and that was at the advice of the psychologist. He said, listen to her. What is she telling you she wants? And the kids are always telling their mom, we don't want to go to school. And before we run out of time, Deborah, I know you're really limited on time and we're coming down to the end. You mentioned brain mapping. And I really want to take a moment to comment and share something that I know about brain mapping that isn't easy to find. Brain mapping collects the EEG brainwave of every human being. And we all have unique fingerprints. We all have unique irises. Well, we all have unique EEG brain wave patterns out of our brain. And once you collect a human being's EEG brainwave, you can give that to a satellite, and the satellite can track you anywhere on this earth. So if a mom is not aware and she just sends her child to school and the EEG brainwave is collected, maybe when that child grows up 30 years later, maybe they're not going to want a satellite to know where they are. And now this is part of Obama's, it's called BAM, B-A-M. And no one has questioned it. No one has demanded answers as to why it is being done. But I think it's very sinister.
Well, it absolutely is. In fact, just within the last few years, a number of schools have been telling parents, well, we want to put an RFID chip on the students' backpacks or on their school clothing. And parents, I know, in Texas just went into an uproar. They didn't want their children chipped. There has been discussion about putting a chip somewhere in their physical body so that they wouldn't misplace the chip or the trackability, the concern of a child getting lost, not showing up in school. And what we're talking about here with the brain mapping is literally the ability to track where they're unaware. The children are being set up to literally be able to be data collected at all times, tracked, monitored. This is what is happening now, we know, globally. It's a massive, massive inventory of every living thing and non-living thing on the face of the planet, including our children. And that was a good point that you brought up, Bobby, because I know that parents are not educated in this arena of brain mapping. Where would you direct them to go for information?
I think that we are, I'm going to borrow this quote from a very successful self-publisher who said to me not long ago, he said, we are at a time in history that is equivalent to the Gutenberg Press. The Gutenberg Press allowed us all to read books. And right now, with what we have on the Internet and YouTube, it is equivalent to the Gutenberg Press. So moms, dads, grandparents, everyone needs to get online and type in any sentence you can think of. You can go to Google and type in, is brain mapping healthy? What is brain mapping?
what age does a child bond to the mom? Just type in anything you can imagine and see what comes up and read it. Start reading. In fact, I want to read a little quote written by...
Well, Bobby, I'm sad to say that we've really literally got half seconds left in the program. I'm definitely going to have you back up because you're bringing a conversation to the reality of education that parents are unaware of. And I want to really thank you for coming on the program and sharing your successful homeschooling education with your daughter. And again, we're going to have Bobby back up, everyone, because this is a mom who knows more than what you've heard this evening. Again, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Deborah. Keep doing good work.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celente, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celente has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.